Well, the scripture in your Bible was Isaiah chapter 24. I think we're going to have a very interesting sermon. Shake and bake. I think he said you're going to talk about the earthquake in Japan and what it all means and what's happening. I'm very anxious to hear. It's Isaiah chapter 24. So when you find Isaiah 24, it's verses 16 through the end of the chapter. Stand up and I'll read it to you. Isaiah chapter 24, 16 through 23. From the uttermost part of the earth have we heard songs, even glory to the righteous. But I said, my leanness, woe unto me. The treacherous dealers have dealt treacherously. Yea, the treacherous dealers have dealt very treacherously. Fear in the pit and the snare are upon thee, O inhabitant of the earth. And it shall come to pass that he who fleeth from the noise of the fear shall fall into the pit. And he that cometh out of the midst of the pit shall be taken in the snare. For the windows from on high are open, and the foundations of the earth do shake. The earth is utterly broken down. The earth is clean dissolved. The earth is moved exceedingly. The earth shall reel to and fro like a drunkard, and shall be removed like a cottage. And the transgression thereof shall be heavy upon it, and shall fall and not rise again. And it shall come to pass in that day that the Lord shall punish the host of the high ones that are on high, and the kings of the earth upon the earth. And they shall be gathered together as prisoners are gathered in the pit, and shall be shut up in the prison. And after many days shall they be visited. Then the moon shall be confounded, and the sun ashamed, when the Lord of hosts shall reign in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem, and before his ancients gloriously. You may be seated. Mark, come on up and give us the message.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Pastor Elmore was pondering whether he was wildly out on a limb. I'll tell you today, I'm going to be wildly out on a limb. The title of today's message is Shake and Bake. Well, the recent developments in Japan give us a whole new meaning to the phrase movers and shakers of the world. It used to mean people who initiate actions and get things done. But with one of the largest earthquakes ever recorded, spawning a ferocious tsunami, killing thousands of people, my first thought was to put on my tinfoil hat and consider whether or not this catastrophe was initiated by God or the Jewish conspiracy. Either way, God is in control. If God knows the beginning from the end, then everything that's unfolding is predestined. And that's something comforting to know if you're a Christian. I have never had a gut feeling about an event having such prophetic overtones than what has happened in the last week. Now, most people would ask, what Jewish conspiracy? And I'd say the one they talk about all the time on CNN and MSNBC and Fox News. Of course, I'm being facetious. Just the opposite is true, because the media is owned by the Jews, and they're not going to be talking about how they conspire and lie. Or should I say the big lie? I happened to be up March 11th at 2 a.m. when the events in Japan became breaking news. And it was as compelling as 9/11 was. They had a captive audience to fashion the story as they saw fit. As Paul Harvey used to say, and now for the rest of the story. As with 9/11, there are other elements of the catastrophe that indicate something other than the official line. And like 9/11, I have to wonder what kind of draconian measures are going to be proposed by the saviors of the New World Order. Now, the pulpit pimps in the 501c3 churches this morning are probably preaching Matthew 24:7. Nation shall rise against nation, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. And then say, let us pray for our fellow man in Japan, thinking that this whole calamity is just a natural disaster, aided and abetted by the hand of God, sort of, kind of. Well, this will probably be the only church in America this morning where you're going to hear that the Japanese 8.9 or 9.1, whichever it was, earthquake, tsunami, nuclear reactor crisis, was the opening salvo of World War III based on Matthew 11:12. The kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. What the heck am I talking about? You may be wondering. Well, I'm talking about the most wicked group of international criminals on the face of the earth that have their hands on a machine that can cause earthquakes. The Bible calls them Esau, Edom, but the world knows them as Jews. God hates them as a people for circumventing everything that is good, right, and lawful. But that's what mongrels do. Next to Iran, Japan was, past tense, the last developed nation with economic independence and a surplus that was not wholly monopolized by the Goldman Sachs, Rockefellers, Rothschild consortium of Jewish banksters. I believe the Jewish-controlled media is lying about the nuclear reactors and the explosion destroying the meltdown containment dome was sabotage, just like the bombs going off in the buildings on 9/11. The reporting was intentionally bipolar, a theater of dialectics to continue and confuse and pacify the American public. One minute it's worse than Chernobyl and Three Mile Island put together, and the next minute it's not that bad. In fact, I was watching the news this morning, and it's all Libya. What happened to the news story from Japan? Well, it's the same pattern of lies during the BP spill. Only now the spin doctoring is centered on Japan, with media whores and nuclear industry shills. And the reportage is a far dry cry from the Hindenburg reporter. Remember that famous emotional commentary, oh, the humanity? You don't hear any of that kind of reportage on Japan. It's just so dry. Well, if mankind does not stand up to this Jewish conspiracy, it will be the beginning of sorrows. and the world will quietly submit to this kind of blackmail via super terrorism. This will be one of the greatest tests of all time as to whether we have the courage and character to stand up to pure evil or be chained by the shackles of absolute coercion to wear the mark of the beast on our souls. This is our moment of truth, just as it is Japan's, the nation that sided with Hitler during World War II, a war based on international commerce and the Jewish love of money. And in the 1990s, accused Jewish bankers for Japan's economic meltdown. Remember the cries of anti-Semitism? After all, they are still under Zionist occupation from World War II, as is Germany. In hindsight, we can see that the Manhattan Project was the work of diabolical Jewish scientists who dropped the first atomic bomb on the only two Christian cities in Japan, Hiroshima and Nagasaki. The Jewish motto of never forget, never forgive is more than just a Jewish cliche. Former Israeli Prime Minister Menachem Begin, the King of the Jews, from 1977 to 1983, not just some low-level JDL thug, put it quite succinctly how Jews think. Quote, "Our race is the master race. We are divine gods on this planet. We are as different from the inferior races as they are from insects. In fact, compared to our race, other races are beasts and animals, cattle at best. Other races are considered as human excrement. Our destiny is to rule over the inferior races. Our earthly kingdom will be ruled by our leader with a rod of iron. The masses will lick our feet and serve us as our slaves." End quote. Pretty cute, huh? This mindset is reinforced in the Jewish holy book, the Talmud, thusly, quote, "If a Jew is tempted to do evil, he should go to a city where he is not known and do evil there." End quote. That's how Jews think. This has been a Jewish protocol for centuries of assassinations and ritual murder. That's why their books have been banned and burned. But seeing that that isn't enough, the Bible says they will be burned. Judaism is a religion engaged in occult pagan sacrifices. Nothing gives the Jew more satisfaction and morbid entertainment than the bloodlust of thousands of goyim dying at their hands. What the Jews are banking on is that people are too stupid to think the unthinkable, that there is a parasitic culture of Jews in the world who base their survival on the genocide of other people. Now, intelligent and informed people who have taken the time to check out what I'm preaching, as well as other people's messages of truth, like 9/11, understand that the Jews' media has totally ignored the overwhelming evidence of Jewish complicity. And especially now on this new front of tectonic warfare. As I watched the horrifying images live at 2 a.m. in the morning of what looked like a slow motion mass of water crushing everything in its path, cars, boats, buses, buildings, homes, beautifully organized farmland, left a powerful impression on my mind, as terrifying as the collapse of the World Trade Center. But this is the age of Mystery Babylon, where Esau, Edom will not permit prosperity or nationalism for non-Jews. The vicious destroyers take God's world by force. They are proactive in decimating God's creation of kind after kind. And that includes the racially pure, monoethnic state of Japan. As quickly as America surrendered her freedoms for a dichotomous Patriot Act and an alien Department of Homeland Security, so too will the current batch of spineless politicians throughout the world sign away their rights to make the world safe for Jewry. What happened to Japan does not deserve a Christian identity response of joy or pity, as I've heard from some quarters. Because we've got the same gun pointed at our head. It's all part of God's plan, but it's not God's fault, or should I say agitation of tectonic plates by those wanting to be God. These Jews have their itchy finger on the trigger to unleash the violence of Yellowstone, the San Andreas and New Madrid fault lines. And whose fault would it be? Are we prepared for a Japanese shake and bake? Are we ready for the unthinkable? The Antichrist Jew is counting on their wolves to mold public opinion that the NCAA's March Madness is more important than an 8.9 magnitude earthquake in the Midwest. What these bought and paid for politicians and preachers won't tell you is that these disasters are premeditated by the power elite, not God, and is sending a message to people and nations it wants to intimidate, that they are God. The Bible calls it the mystery of iniquity, and it's there for eyes to see. In the last 20 years, these false flag operations have proliferated, and Japan is just the latest and greatest. These kinds of events always have a subtext that is so evil that most people won't let themselves think about it. This is why they keep happening with an accelerated frequency. Jews are Antichrist. So how on earth can they be God's chosen people? But even Judeo-Christians are so biblically illiterate that they think of the Hollywood rapture version rather than the plain definition of 1 John 4:3. The hypocrisy of our belief systems have manifested in reality, the cause and effect of Deuteronomy 28, blessings and curses. And the corruption is destroying everything. The prophecy said there will be famine, pestilences, earthquakes. And the other passage said, the violent take the kingdom by force. We live in a dangerous world because there's a famine of hearing the word of God. If our people aren't hearing it, they certainly aren't obeying it. And there will be lawlessness with all the deceivableness of unrighteousness in them. You think Monsanto gives a hoot about moral ethics in what you eat? The Jew is God's rod of chastisement, and it will be removed as soon as we remove the beam from our eye. Why do we feed our own persecutor and pay for our own destruction? Shouldest thou help the ungodly and love them that hate the Lord? Therefore is wrath upon thee from before our Lord. We paid for harp, not the kind angels play in heaven, but the high-frequency active auroral research program, an advanced form of Tesla technology. In layman's terms, they do it by shooting a billion-watt microwave into the ionosphere that pushes that energy field up, and then it rebounds back to Earth to cause an earthquake or weather modification or innumerable other tricks that even Jesse Ventura won't mention. And by the way, his TV show Conspiracy Theory, I think, is a fraud. In a YouTube video, he was seen wearing a wild jacket with an occult symbolism representing the House of Rothschild. The advertising couldn't be more blatant, in your face. So I wonder, when is Jesse going to do the Jewish conspiracy? Don't hold your breath. If the microwave in your kitchen can boil water, what do you think a giant microwave machine such as the HAARP stations in Alaska and Greenland could do? Researchers have been tracking this new weapon system, and they have their own technology to monitor HAARP. And it's estimated that millions of people have been murdered thus far. Japan is certainly not the first to have been targeted by these psychopaths in the highest echelons of government or secret society elitist, like the Skull and Bones crowd or the satanic group of Jews that planned 9/11. The University of Tokyo has an instrument that measures temporal variations of the geomagnetic field in the ULF, the ultra-low frequency. And sure enough, around the time of the earthquake, HAARP readings were spiking following a week of electromagnetic silence. Around 2 a.m. on CNN that fateful Friday morning, a seismologist said the quake was only half a mile deep. They'd never heard of anything so shallow. That's because it was deliberately triggered by human perfidy. Unlike a normal earthquake that can be around 500 miles into the Earth's crust, which only the power of God can move. It's still not convinced, except that I'm some kind of purveyor of hate speech and sensationalism. Former Japanese Finance Minister Heizo Takanaka admitted in a videotaped interview that he handed over complete control of the Japanese financial system to a group of American and European oligarchs. He said it was because his country was threatened with an earthquake machine. Is it any wonder the Bilderberg meetings are under such tight security? That's where they hatch these conspiracies. The idea of global blackmail has been confirmed by John Perkins, who wrote a very revealing book called Confessions of an Economic Hitman, whereby his career was launched by NSA liaisons, in which his function was to talk to political and financial leaders in countries all over the world to accept loans from institutions like the World Bank and USAID, with Jewish strings of usury attached, of course, so that they were saddled with debt they could never hope to repay. Perkins described his role as an economic hitman like this. We were highly paid professionals who cheat countries around the globe out of trillions of dollars. They funnel money into coffers of huge corporations and the pockets of a few wealthy families who control the planet's natural resources. Their tools included fraudulent financial reports, rigged elections, payoffs, extortion, sex, and murder. They play a game as old as empires, but one that has taken on a new and very terrifying dimension during this time of globalization. End quote. Although he was recruited by the NSA, he ultimately worked for private corporations. That way, if caught, there would be no connection to the government. Therefore, we can see a conspiracy, and a Jewish one at that. It becomes clear when you look at who holds the patents of HARP. But first, we have to understand that one of the greatest scientific minds of the 20th century was Nikola Tesla, who worked for Thomas Edison. Edison will someday be remembered as one of the all-time rip-off artists, stealing much of Tesla's ideas, two of which were alternating current and direct current. AC/DC. Edison sold the idea of AC electricity, which has strewn 150 million power poles and 200,000 miles of wiring throughout the American landscape, and dovetailed with early oil tycoons like Rockefeller, which has evolved to the present-day Jewish monopoly of BP, Exxon, Shell, Mobil, etc., to arbitrarily hike gas prices at the pump, almost it's becoming on a weekly basis, without any of our so-called leaders doing anything about it. Tesla advocated an AC electrical system that would virtually have created free energy throughout the world. But that technology has been militarized into the most secret weapons on Earth. In 1994, military contractor E-Systems buys APTI, Advanced Power Technologies, Inc. 1994, military contractor E-Systems buys APTI, holding patents and contracts to the biggest ionosphere heater in the world, HARP. In 1995, Raytheon buys E-Systems, and the technology is now hidden among thousands of patents within one of the largest defense contractor portfolios around. I've read that the Israelis bought the patents to HARP a couple of years ago, but I couldn't find the documentation in time for this sermon. However, it's no secret that the CEO and executives at Raytheon have taken a prominent position and vocally advocate the expansionist notion of a greater Israel encompassing the entire Middle East, and no doubt, eventually, the entire world. What does that say for U.S. foreign policy to have an American corporation responsible for marketing Israeli weaponry who has publicly stated Israel has a far stronger claim to Judea and Samaria than the Arabs? I'd like to see that evidence in a court of law. The truth is, the Jews have absolutely no ancestral claim to Palestine because they have no genetic ancestry to ancient Israel. You can read this academic admission from several Jewish authors who have traced Jewish origins, such as Arthur Kessler, Benjamin Friedman, and more recently Shlomo Sand and others. The Jewish conspiracy has been carefully orchestrated, has been a carefully orchestrated public relations gambit for at least 200 years to pass themselves off as God's chosen people, when in fact they are the enemies of God, against whom God hath indignation forever. The export of weapons to Israeli can only take place if Congress is willing to turn a blind eye to U.S. laws which ban such weapons from being used against civilians. None dare call it treason. None dare call it a Jewish conspiracy. But let's take a deeper look into U.S.-Japanese relations, which most Americans are ignorant of. These earthquakes seem to be politically timed. The Emperor of Japan has met recently with Chinese leaders three times, whereas George Bush Sr. hasn't met with the Chinese in 8 years. The last time he was there, if you recall, he puked his guts out at a dinner party from his heroin habit. Pedophile Poppy Bush is very much involved in these global tragedies, going all the way back to the JFK assassination, where he said he couldn't remember where he was that day, if you can believe that. It appears that some of the money powers in America are paranoid, feeling they're being squeezed out of a new world economic trend. Instead of being the reprehensible policemen of the world, they have become the reprehensible gangsters of the world. Bullies that have become mentally unstable. Isn't that what they're accusing Gaddafi of? They are looking for ways to expedite the game plan for World War III, which may not yet have been accepted by the Illuminati Masonic seal of approval. So there very well may be several gangs in the New World Order having these earthquake machines, which makes living on this planet a very dangerous proposition, but not for the Christian, as we'll see in a bit. In fact, today, March 20th, the false prophets are predicting that all hell is going to break loose because of a planetary alignment with the sun, moon, and the planet Jupiter. I can recall a couple of times in recent years where there's been planetary alignments and weird predictions and nothing happened. This is where atheists get into trouble with internet hysteria. Articulate as some of them may be, they are still missing the answer that gives real comfort to so many of our people in the very worst of times. Now, some idiots have said that the Japanese are unemotional. Well, for crying out loud, they're in shock. They've undergone an earthquake. Not just an earthquake, aftershocks, a tsunami, a nuclear radiation problem, 500,000 people displaced from their homes, and it's cold and snowing. I believe Zog is toying with them like a disturbed child poking a stick at an injured animal in a cage. At least give them credit for being a lot more civilized than the Negroes who responded to the earthquake in Haiti with riots and looting and too lazy for the cleanup efforts. Tell me there are no differences in race, that we're all the same. If the same kind of HAARP attack were to take place in America, you would see the differences depending on what racial demographic you lived in. Just like Katrina and the white residents in Mississippi and the black residents in New Orleans. Let's get back to the politics that precipitated the crisis in Japan. Japan has been moving towards breaking ties with the U.S. since the new prime minister, Yukio Hatoyama, and his Democratic Party of Japan swept into power on the campaign promise to end the presence of the U.S. military on Japanese territory and to terminate the unequal treaties from World War II. Hatoyama showed that he was serious about a new Asian-orientated foreign policy, an Asian version of the European Union, by developing stronger relations with China, India, and perhaps Russia, and even announcing a $5 billion aid plan for Afghanistan, which would certainly make the Bush heroin business there a tad nervous. No partnership with the U.S. is being considered for this plan. The Obama administration has taken a tough stance, insisting that 53,000 U.S. troops in Japan are crucial for the security of the East Asian region. Last November, Secretary of Defense Robert Gates, a Bush team player, warned Japan that it would face, quote, serious consequences if the new government did not honor the commitments on the military bases given by the former government. The Japanese media were openly critical of Gates, calling him a bully. Since then, popular sentiment in Japan seems to have shifted from irrevocably against a U.S. military presence. The carrot on the stick is all too apparent now with U.S. naval ships full of food and medical supplies. The bully hits you in the head with a baseball bat, and then, as an act of benevolence, offers a Band-Aid. Do you see why this information is important? The Japanese people said they weren't going to play ball, but they didn't know their country or leaders were under duress, under a threat of mass destruction. Do you see why they are reluctant to allow U.S. nuclear experts into their reactors for fear of more bombs being put in place to finish the job? They are still under attack, and so are we. Don't you think that if more people knew about this earthquake machine, there would be less chance of it being used here? Because the criminal perpetrators, the murderous conspirators, would no longer be hidden in the shadows and would be vulnerable to exposure. The violently wicked megalomaniacs would be hunted down before they could inflict any more mayhem upon mankind and execute it. And they know that. According to Reuters news service, 4 days after the quake, the Jewish bankers were fleeing Tokyo as the crisis worsened, like rats jumping a ship, scrambling for charter flights out of the country. Well, Mystery Babylon is economic and religious by nature. It is the culmination of the previous beast empires as described in Daniel and Revelation. It's about a war against truth. The Jewish propaganda is the myth that fortunes are gained productively and honestly by investing in capital equipment and employing labor to produce goods and services that people want to buy. But the distinguishing feature of Jewish economics, usury, is that no man can buy or sell anything without their 666 kosher seal of approval. This is not how fortunes are made or how wealth is created. Most wealthy persons or groups of people in history have acquired their wealth by either conquest, stealing, or by political insider deals, corruption. Throughout history, the world's most successful economies have been those void of Jewish manipulation and a Christian presence to keep this kind of primitive acquisition in check. Today, we're facing a moment of truth, a much bigger crime than 9/11. The Japanese have been attacked as an example to all other nations. The Antichrist have posted a warning to the world to accept the red shield of the House of Rothschild or else. This disaster comes at a time when the world's energy and food resources have been intentionally diminished to affect the overthrow of representational governments. All they want is puppet governments. Can you see how the loss of so much energy-generating power and the cost of reconstruction for the Japanese people forces them to look at the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank for help? but will only exacerbate the situation where millions of lives are still in danger. The question is, can an uninformed, unorganized citizenry comprehend the gravity of their predicament and organize against a wealthy and violent bully? Jewish communism. One world government cannot succeed in taking control of the world without an absolute demonstration by ruthless force that they demand absolute submission or face national obliteration. Ladies and gentlemen, the Jew has demonstrated the violence they are capable of unleashing this last week. You can believe it, and go back to your regularly scheduled program and be brainwashed that it's all Mother Nature's fault. But the Bible says the truth shall make you free. The truth is, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. Christians are accounted as sheep for the slaughter by Jews. The insanity is that a lot of deceived people will not allow their mind to entertain the simple thought that religious prostitutes are positioned in place by those who hate them and Christ to destroy their lives. Churchianity can't conceive of the evil that the Bible clearly warns us about, an enemy drunken with the blood of saints. They may be in for a sudden surprise when the tsunami inside their head begins to look very much like the dark tsunami wall in Japan that took everything in its path. Too many people postpone what they know is right until it's too late to do anything. If God is sending a message to us at this time, it would be that there's nothing you can do or say to alter God's appointed time. Time for what, you may ask? Have you ever shaken a fruit tree and the weakest fruit fell to the ground, but the choicest fruit was the most high? God has His divine shaker in position to shake the spiritual foundations of the earth. And only the godly will remain in His top branches. Hebrews 12, 26 or 28 tells us, whose voice shook the earth? But now He has promised, saying, yet once will I shake not only the earth, but also the heaven. Now, the yet once indicates a removal of those being shaken as having been made that the things not shaken would remain. On which account, taking possession of an unshaken kingdom, we would have favor through which we would serve God. End quote. I'm not sure what the time frames are here with the words then and now. But if it's a literal earthquake, I would suggest the great earthquake at the time of Christ's death. A subsequent prophecy of a great commotion or agitation like an earthquake may manifest itself when it is time for God to separate all systems of error and falsehood from the pristine principles of divine truth. That is, all that is corrupted by man will be shaken in order to confirm all that is truth. Wheat from the tares, sheep from the goats, light from the dark. Psalms 82:5 tells us, they, the wicked, know not, neither will they understand. In darkness they walk habitually. all the foundations of the earth are shaken. A heart machine can't shake spiritual foundations. All of the man-made devices and institutions and transient traditions are contrasted with the eternal laws and righteousness of God. To bring out these things of good and evil is the result of providence and the object of the coming of our kinsman redeemer. The Japanese race is not the object of this message. They are merely in the crosshairs of a high-tech shakedown to conform to the Jew world order. I don't know if they'll succeed in their effort to have dominion over the Japanese, but I do know that the Antichrist Jew will ultimately fail in their designs against Jacob Israel, who remains unshakable in their faith to Jesus Christ. In fact, the most shakable specimen of worldly ungodliness is Esau Edom. Their fate is sealed in the furnace of vengeance, thus saith the Lord. The worldly think to live deliciously in palaces and mansions, but will be removed like the sandcastles in God's tsunami wave of judgment. Those who sit like some queen in heaven, thinking they will never see sorrow, being financially insulated, will be rewarded double according to her works. And God is giving the order to some kind of Phineas warrior out there, you give torment and sorrow to her. Then a mighty angel is going to take up a stone like a great millstone. Now I would venture to guess that its weight would be equal to all the gold ever extracted through the debt usury system. And it'll be cast into the sea. And thus with violence shall that great city Babylon be thrown down and shall be found no more at all. Nobody in this world should feel secure in their wealth or prosperity, nor should anybody despair because their living conditions are poor or deplorable. God will be glorified in all of this. Rejoice in the ruination of Edom, the destruction of God's enemies, which must make way for His kingdom. Happy are those who take warning by the sentence against others. And thou shalt consume all the peoples which the Lord thy God shall deliver thee. Thine eye shall have no pity upon them. Every reprobate antichrist will be shaken to their core foundations and sink. More so than any isotope in a meltdown to the pits of hell and rise no more. While believers, the nonconformist of the world, enjoy the perfect and acceptable will of God in the new heaven, a new earth, a new Jerusalem, being new creatures in Christ. These are the mindful things of Isaiah 24 that Pastor Elmore read at the beginning that give us hope and strength. The Christian is given guarantees. God is my rock, my salvation. He is my defense. I will never be shaken. And David says, I have set the Lord always before me. Because He is at my right hand, I will not be shaken. In Isaiah, mountains are symbolic of nations. And Isaiah 54:10 states, "For the mountains may be removed, and the hills, or the smaller nations, may shake, but my kindness shall never depart from you. Neither shall the covenant of my blessings be shaken, saith the Lord that has mercy on thee." So, after a nerve-wracking week, where the protocols of the learned rabbis have turned the panic meter full blast into the red, let you and I and our brethren be comforted with one more verse from the psalmist. "Therefore we will not fear, though earthquakes come and mountains be shaken into the midst of the sea." Amen. The good news is that the kingdom of God is being established. The shake and bake drama will have a positive effect in the long run. God knows how to work everything for good, regardless of how bad it looks. Our resolve is to know God and His divine plan for the future. Be led by the Holy Spirit, and may you find protection in His caring hands. I'm sure there will be more to preach on this subject, so I'll just close by saying, to be continued.